Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We're going to have some fun in this hour. We're going to get into some fun stuff, entertainment news to kick things off. A little bit, and just a little bit, we're going to talk about the Book It program that Pizza Hut used to have.
I remember that.
They have updated that a little bit. We'll dive into it, along with some United Way talk. We got that one coming up for you. Also want to get into sunscreen and a study about that, diving into that one for you.
Wear sunscreen.
Yes.
But the right sunscreen, because there are wrong sunscreens.
We're going to get into some of that. But here at WFHR, and as you have seen with our WFHR newsletter, we are the home of Central Wisconsin news. Things going on in this area, nobody is covering it better or more than we are, whether we're talking about local events or high school sports or, you know, insert a third thing here. we are covering it. And I want to first
or
off.
We're trying to.
Doing our best.
We're doing our best.
And we do have
limited resources.
That's very true.
And that makes it all more impressive what we're doing. And if you want, this isn't just me rambling. You can see the evidence of this not only every day right here at this radio station and on the air, but in the WFHR newsletter, which hopefully you've signed up for already. If you haven't, go to WFHR.com. Sign up. There's a new edition there for you. Less than 24 hours off the presses. check it out. Some great stuff in there for you. And, of course, we cover all of these things along with Dolly Parton. Nobody covers anything her better than we do. We cover Dolly.
One of these days, I'll cover her in the newsletter. Yeah, Hasn't happened yet.
We'll get it in there. Dolly Parton is celebrating another achievement. Dollywood was just crowned America's favorite theme park for a third year in a row.
Really?
That is favorite
theme park?
That's impressive.
It really
is. Yeah. Lots of theme parks.
You know, it really is.
Because there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have never thought about this until this article came across and everything. And they go deep in this. The National Amusement Park Historical Association does this survey every year.
It's a thing.
And that is a thing.
I love it.
Yeah, I just learned about this the other
morning. That is awesome.
Okay, I quit. I'm going to go work there.
Sounds more like fun. That's more fun, right?
Yeah. We all are very...
This is the hard work that needs to be done, though.
we love our job. We very, very much appreciate what we get to do for a living. That being said, this sounds amazing.
It's also just because we want to go to Dollywood.
I mean,
let's be honest here.
I don't know. You know, actually, I bet Beth could speak to this probably better than any of us could. And I know it's not the same thing, but her working at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And to me, at the top of my... I've never been there, never even wanted to go to Disneyland or anything. But in my head, I'm like, oh, I get to go to Disneyland every day for work. That seems great.
But
if you're doing it every day and stuff...
It's a different animal, of course.
I'm sure.
Behind the scenes, it's a little different.
When people are being tourists...
Yeah.
You know...
Here's a little Disney insider for you, everyone. There's a joke. I don't know if they still do it, but when Beth was working, there's a joke that they had a bin outside every theme park, and it just said "insert brain here," because people took their brains out and they put them in there when they get to the park. It's like everything's gone.
Insert
you know?
Manners here and brains here, because they're not coming in with you.
Yeah,
apparently.
Nope. No, they're not.
Dollywood beat out Disneyland in California, which took the second spot. Here's what Dolly had to say about her amusement park in the past. We're right on the front porch of the most visited national park in the country. Mm. So we take that. We take what God gave us and use it to dream up big dreams.
Mm. Very nice.
So if you're ever going to the Great Smoky Mountains, you got to stop at Dollywood. Who knows? Might actually see Dolly. She is there quite a bit, actually.
She is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Our old colleague, Steph Schmidt, went to Dollywood. And on that day she was there, Dolly was there as well.
Cool.
So, yeah.
There are a few times I've seen, like, I don't know what Steph was like as a kid, but I feel like we saw it in that moment.
She was really excited about it when she came back. It was funny. Yeah.
I'd love to go to the Smoky Mountains. I've always wanted to check that out.
Mountains are just fantastic.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it doesn't matter what mountains they are.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. They're glorious.
You had me on mountain. Yes.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't sleep on one, apparently.
No, just not on the cliff side face. No, not doing that.
I don't do it very often, and probably not often enough. But one of the things that I have really highlighted about Taylor Swift that I think is really important to note about her, and I think is really cool about her career and her what she has accomplished, is the going back and re-recording her music so that she can own it. Mm-hmm. I feel that all artists, all creatives should own their work.
Right.
First and foremost, they should have the majority of the owning of this. I'm not saying they should own all of it. Record producers work. Yeah. Sound engineers work. Record companies produce these things and get them out to the masses.
They sign with a record company.
They deserve
their
piece of the pie, but not a larger majority of it, and certainly not ownership of the music.
Yes.
If you are Taylor Swift, if you are anybody, you should be able to do this. Now, think about this. She is probably the second biggest, most popular, and most powerful artist in the world, next to like Bad Bunny or something. And certainly, if you're looking at the States and Europe, ain't nobody bigger than Taylor.
Right.
And even she had to go and do this because even she didn't own the rights to her own music. Mm-hmm. So she's gone back and re-recorded a bunch of it, and I know she's on like album number 4 or whatever it is. Well, she has started a trend with this. So it's all the more important that she has done this and put her name on this. And I think another thing about this that is all just as important is bringing attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
That only she could bring this kind of attention to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And she doesn't have to do that. Now, is her reasoning for doing this, is her reasoning for this? I don't care. Like, if she's doing it for the money, she's doing it for fame, she's doing it to re-release her music, blah.
Who knows, right?
Or she's doing it for the good of it, and for all the things I just said. I don't know, only she does, and it really doesn't matter.
It's getting done.
It's getting done, and even old school rockers are doing this, because John Fogerty's at it.
Whoa.
Really?
John Fogerty has a new album coming out on August 22nd called Legacy, the Creedence Clearwater Revival Years. It features 20 re-recorded versions of Creedence classics like Proud Mary, Down in the Corner, Fortunate Son, just to name a few. And John jokingly claims he actually fought to call the project the Taylor's version.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And he actually does put John's version in parentheses after the song titles.
Cool. Okay, all right.
Yeah. He's already released 3 of them, Up Around the Bend, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, and Portville. He says, quote, "For most of my life, I did not own the songs I had written. Getting them back changes everything. Legacy is my way of celebrating that, of playing these songs on my terms with the people I love."
Mm-hmm.
So they are not the original, certainly, because you don't have the original band there.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But you are essentially getting the originals with this, and you're supporting the actual artist and not just
the person who wrote all that music. Yeah, right. It was John Fogerty was the songwriter for the band.
See, that actually makes me want to buy those albums then. Where I normally wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I have the funds to do that, but right. If I
Same
did,
here. Yeah.
Just to be clear, it's the music industry is such an arcane thing. So when we're talking about the rights to the music, that's the rights to publish the music,
mm-hmm.
which is where most of the money comes from in music, is publishing and distribution.
Because when you buy a CD, most of that money goes toward the publishing.
Whoever publishes it. Now, most
record company.
When you first start out, you sign away those rights as a condition of the agreement of the contract.
Because you don't have the money to do
do the distribution. Exactly. But you said now they still own the writing credits, so they would still get writing royalties on all this, of course. You know, as they should. We've also known that record companies have done shady stuff. Really cooked the books on this.
Mm.
Like through their entire history, and are probably still doing it
because they want to squeeze out as much as they can.
So that's
exploit the artist to make them money,
right? So what they're talking about is getting the publishing rights to these songs. So that's why they're re-recording them, so that I can do it, and they can get the reward for it.
Yeah, and some of these artists, like I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I ran across Janet Devlin is a really good example. Mm. Her original like acoustic music that she had was fantastic. She signed with a record label, and those songs came out through the record label on a CD, and they were awful. They sounded not. Mm. They didn't sound like her.
Mm. Wow.
And they changed them so that they were more like everything else on the radio.
More poppy.
And it was like, no, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They ruin original artists because they want them cookie cutter. They want them to make money, and they expect them to be just like everything else because they think that's what sells.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll get off my soapbox now.
I'm glad you did. And I agree.
Carefully, you're not doing good with furniture today.
Nice. I'm looking forward to more and more artists doing this. I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes and where new artists go with their contracts and with their agreements with these companies and stuff. Because
the people have the power.
Yeah.
That's right. And, more than ever.
And they're proving more than ever that they can sell their music without you. They don't need you.
Social media, they can use all kinds. There are so many different avenues if they want to just sell it online. There's Bandcamp, you know, a great website for that kind of thing. So you basically buy directly from the artist.
From the artist.
And that's fantastic.
You can support the artist directly through there, too.
Yep.
Good morning. You're on the show. Hello. Well, I think we're the best morning show out there, too. But, I mean, I can't say that. But if you said it, that you guys heard that, too, right? You guys heard that?
The ghost in the machine.
I tried to get my headphones on in time.
She missed it. Yeah.
Not sure what happened there, but feel free to call back, everybody.
Yeah.
And just one more before we get to what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage, and maybe your email box. I want to get into this one. So years ago, the Simpsons did a contest where you could get the Simpsons house.
I remember this. Yes.
It was at the actual house that was built just like the Simpsons in the TV show and everything. And
was it also animated?
No, but I wish it was.
But the rooms change to for whatever, you know, they need the plot to do. If you ever noticed, the Simpson house does not stay the same.
So I've never actually seen a contest that I really truly like, oh, I gotta win this or something like that. That was the first one. That's still the only one I've seen.
Really?
Until now. South Park creators are offering one fan a chance to be a permanent resident in South Park.
What?
So this is a wonderful, fantastic idea, I think.
So it's a reoccurring character. Yes. In the show. That's cool.
Kyle, Stan, and Cartman and Kenny are going to be back at it for season 27 of South Park. That's coming up July 9th. A lot of us are excited about that one because this one, I don't know how much longer they're going to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. But they decided to do something really fun and unique for this year. Quote, we are proud to partner with Charity Buzz to help those affected by the wildfires in the devastated Los Angeles earlier this year. A majority of our crew in the South Park production studio are in Los Angeles, and several people were directly impacted by the fires and Palisades, which makes your support and donations even more meaningful. This is from Trey Parker and Matt Stone. This cause means a lot to us, and so do the fans who have supported us for all these years. We can't wait to see you in the show. So you go to the website Charity Buzz, and you can get so many kind of bites at the apple with the amount of money you donate. Okay. And for every person that donates, they're going to get in the running to be able to become a permanent character, a permanent member of South Park. You are going to be moving to South Park. Your character will.
Oh, wow.
They are going to have some fun with this one, I think, too.
Oh, my gosh.
They'll never get the due that they deserve for the great writing that they do because, yes, they have some very sophomoric humor in there. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't appeal to everybody.
It doesn't even appeal to me. It's not even my style of comedy, but I've watched every second of South Park there is. And I will tell you, and I will die on this hill, it is some of the better writing that has been done in TV history. Mm. And I can prove that. I can go ahead and show you evidence of it. And in fact, I'm not alone. The Emmys, the Pulitzers, all the great writers of the world and great award shows have noted this about them.
Yeah, the fact that they can talk about societal issues and turn it into entertainment, but still have a moral at the end of every episode is impressive.
They did some really good stuff over the years. Yeah. And I think this is a really fun idea. I think it's a fun idea. I think it's cool.
I agree.
And I hope to win. good luck, everybody else. I wanted to mention something coming up. I just yesterday had a meeting with our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're meeting with Gretchen and Beth about the upcoming main stage season and On Golden Pond. We were talking, and we just the vibe and the energy there is they're setting up the Lewis Canton Studio for their Raise Your Voices for a Mental Health event going on today.
Yeah, come out and sing tonight. I'll be there. It's going to be fun.
Good,
yeah.
Good idea.
I'm excited.
All right. Good old Melissa Room Clear K is going to be there. Yeah. Good
what? Luck.
I'm kidding.
This is a new one. I know. I like this. What? How did I gain this nickname?
That's a good nickname.
Melissa
That's a good nickname,
Room actually. Clear K.
Is that better than Melissa Two Sheds K? I don't know.
Two Sheds? What? I don't even know. What does that even mean?
That's a Monty Python reference anyway.
Raise your voices for mental health, everybody. Tonight
I do have two sheds, by the way.
6 to 10 over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. This is something that NAMI and WRCT have combined forces for. It's a great opportunity for us to not only raise the word and awareness about mental health, but to get out there and have some fun and do some nice singing.
Yeah, and it is a free event, but you can make donations. Yeah. So just come out and have fun. If you can donate, great. If you just want to share your voice with us, also great. And if you just want to come and enjoy it.
I got to think of a song for Melissa to sing for me, because I don't like karaoke, so I will not be there. But maybe I can give you a song that you can sing
I'll
for
sing
me.
One for you.
All right, that'll be cool then.
Okay.
Be sure to check
it. It'll be dedicated to Seth.
I'm showing up just to hear the dedication part, just to hear you say that part. 6 to 10 tonight, meet Melissa and all the rest of us at WRCT and NAMI for this wonderful presentation. And looking forward to more of these, too.
Mm-hmm.
Great work by everybody involved in that one. Looking at what's new on your small screen and your big screen this weekend, tonight on the seventh season premiere of Mama June. I don't know what that is. Also, there is, let's see here, Duck Dynasty Revival. That is coming up on A&E at 8 o'clock on 8. Let's see here. And the first season finale of Mobland is going to be on Paramount. Man, it's this crazy show.
Mobland.
That is a crazy show with some amazing acting going on in it. I've seen everything Helen Mirren's done, and she has scared me and blown me away from this one.
Nice.
Limited release for a lot of movies coming out this weekend on the big screen. Peppa Meets the Baby Cinema Experience, rated G. That is in limited release.
Oh, Peppa Pig.
I just had a chance to mention Peppa Pig, you know?
Yeah, it's a quirky show. I got to give it that. My kids watched it when they were younger. And it is certainly a quirky British show.
Yeah.
The Physician Scheme, rated PG-13, is in limited release. The newest work from Wes Anderson, the great Wes Anderson.
Oh, yes.
Benicio Del Toro stars in this one, along with Michael Cera, Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, everyone's in this.
Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Whoa. I mean, seriously, everyone is in that movie. Yeah.
Like any Wes Anderson movie, you're going to see
a huge cast. Yeah.
Everybody wants to work with him. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and I guarantee you, everybody worked for scale, probably.
Oh, like, I'm sure. They
just want to work with him.
They wouldn't be able to afford him anyway. I don't think they would.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, the
lowest possible salary you can get. Yeah,
I figured that's what you meant, but I wanted you to explain it.
So contractually, actors have to be paid for SAG work. So Brad Pitt did a guest spot in the first Deadpool movie, and they wouldn't let him do it without him getting paid. So he got paid $1. There's a lot of stories like
something,
that.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories like that in history. And the big one being released is Karate Kid Legends. Ming-Na Wen plays the niece of Jackie Chan's Mr. Hen, and it stars Ralph Macchio and him, of course. Joshua Jackson is in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look bad. It looks all right.
I haven't
seen the previous one that came out, I don't know. I like the original.
Yeah, I love the original. Oh, I love the original. I was no different than any other 80s kid. The only difference was I had a boxer for a dad, so he kind of looked at me a little bit like,
it's not a boxing movie. Why are you watching this? No.
He got into it, though. As soon as it was on WGN, he got into it.
Oh, okay.
He enjoyed it. Pat Moriarty, man. He was great.
One of the greats.
Ralph Macchio, one of the better child actors of all time.
Yeah.
Teenage actors of all time. He was great. It's good to see him doing a box office movie.
Still looks like he's in his 20s. How does that work?
Yeah. This is my only problem with Ralph Macchio. Age. Just age. Would
he's not in his 50s or now or something? It's like, wow, geez.
And I want to remind everybody as well that we have a new edition of the WFHR newsletter out. Be sure to go to WFHR.com and sign up for that, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who already has.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back into some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Reeling in the week. Wrapping up a final show for the week. We'll be back at it next week, though. Looking forward to it. We got plenty of fun to do throughout the next half an hour, though, everybody. We got our break coming up here in a moment, and be listening for your opportunity to win Brewers tickets. Every Friday, we give away Brewers tickets.
That's right.
We'll give you that keyword, swing, to text us a little bit later.
Swing, S-W-I-N-G.
Just keep on listening, and we will get that keyword to you to text to us through the Civic Media app. I love swing music, by the way. Did I mention that? I really do love swing music.
It's fun. I like swing dancing. I suddenly
want to hear the David Bowie song, Boys Keep Swinging.
Oh, nice.
Which is a great underrated song. That's a good one. Listen to that one, folks. Yeah, Boys Keep Swinging. It's good.
So, David Bowie.
Yes.
Our great friends at the United Way have their great book giveaway going on right now. We'll touch on that more in a little bit. Of course, Seth, you and the gang over at the Moravian Church also have a book collection going on right now.
Yes, the fall book sale, the community book sale. Well, we don't just conjure those books out of nowhere. We need to get them from somewhere.
And that's
the
book, magic.
The book bin is out, ready to go, everyone. We are accepting book donations for the fall community book sale at 310 First Avenue South. It's in the parking lot just off of Goggins by the glass doors. Books will be accepted through September 15th. The book sale itself will take place, of course, October 9th through the 11th this fall. So what you want to do is go to your bookshelf and look at all the books that you've read and don't want anymore. Clear all those off. Mm. Bring them to here, and then come in the fall and fill it up again.
Fill that bookshelf back up again.
Come to the fall to fill. Yep. That's what you want to do.
There's that's a great way.
Spring to dump, fall to fill. Well, we got this.
We got it.
One of the things that I think we've all seen brought attention to over the last, I'd say, decade at least, is, kids during the summer and them keeping up on the reading and some of that and everything. And one of the, I think, things that made that popularize that or brought that to a lot of attention was Pizza Hut's Book It program.
Oh, the Book
It. Yes.
And you could get your own little personal size pan pizza. I love that. It was it was just fantastic.
I know. I remember doing that as well.
Well, there is nothing that sells better than nostalgia, and boy, do you got it now. Pizza Hut announced its Book It. announced Book It is going digital for the first time in 40-year history.
Oh,
really?
First up, 40 years.
Wow. Man,
I did not realize it. It makes sense when you hear it.
So that means it's basically started when we first went to school, when we were going to school. Wow. It's as old as us. Now I feel sad.
So it's going digital because, this is the way to get kids a little more involved.
True.
But it's just to track their reading, not to read actual books on. The press release says reading skills tend to dip this time of year because kids just don't read as much. Mm. But by the time they're in middle school, they've supposedly lost 2 years worth of book learning to what's called the summer slide.
Okay.
Terry and I talk about this quite a bit. I know the three of us have talked about this before as well. Book It essentially works the same way it did when Pizza Hut launched it back in the mid-80s. Read books, get free pizza.
And a cool button.
Yeah.
The button was awesome.
You can find
the button.
You can find a link to the app at bookitprogram.com and use it to set monthly reading goals, track your kids' progress, and redeem rewards. They can earn one personal pan pizza per month in June, July, and August.
Wow.
Awesome.
They've even expanded it. Yeah,
that's
nice.
That's cool.
There was a little bit of, and not much, but there was a little bit of push on this one because, we're trying to keep kids off into digital stuff and everything. Kids aren't necessarily using this program online. They're doing the program, but the parents are mostly kind of filling things out and stuff like
right.
that, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just a way to track it.
It's just, yeah, right. it's just the tracking it thing and everything. And the, the extremes that our brains or that society seems to go to all the time. Life is lived in the gray. There is very few things in life that are black and white. Yet so often people are like, it's got to be this or it's got to be that or nothing. we got to keep them off all digital things all summer. Nothing digital. Or, just let them have the tablet, let them have the TV, whatever. There is a middle ground there.
Yeah.
It is a good idea for kids at a young age to understand technology. It ain't going anywhere. They're getting. It's smart for them to understand these
and
things.
And they know it better than we do.
It's,
they do.
Think about if you shelter your child from the age of 0 to the age of 18. You don't let them out of the house. You don't let them do nothing. What's it going to be like when they're 18 and you're like, hey, get out. Go ahead. Go get
then what do they
now.
Do?
and the first time they hear a swear word, let alone the billions of other things they will run into the moment they walk out the door. Like the job of a parent, and look, nobody's giving me a Father of the Year mug, but the job of a parent is to get your kids ready for the next day, for the next thing, and preparing them to be able to fly on their own. You don't do your kid any good if you're keeping them completely out of tech any more than if you're keeping them completely out of reading. There is a balance there. It's a little bit of a gray area. I don't know that this is that difficult or anything. The push on this one seems to be like we see a lot nowadays. A dog just wanting to bark. I'm not seeing any actual people having any real true complaints that really mean something.
It's just like a general whatever. Yeah.
I gotta complain about something.
People like to complain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very true.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything. They just want to complain. But if they're, you know, this is a great program. Another great thing you can do to help your kids want to read more during the summer is simply to take them to the library.
Mm-hmm. It's always a great
thing. Our libraries are fantastic.
Yes, especially in this area.
Yeah, and here at McMillan, they have so many other things besides just even reading that make you want to go to the library. They have a Lego club. They have the movies. They have the concerts in their little room.
Free.
They have rooms.
Free concerts.
You can rent things out. You can join a kids' book club. We've got the adults' coloring book. There are just so many options and things that, and just by taking your kids to the library regularly, it becomes a place that they like to go.
Routine.
Yeah, it's a welcoming space. They get to know the librarians, who are always helpful and wonderful and not scary. Melissa, telling that to my 10-year-old self. But
you might have been frightened. If it was my sister, you might have been a little frightened.
Well, we only went to the library a couple times when I was a kid, and it was a scary thing because I was raised in what you described of not being allowed to be part of the real world and being raised to know these things. Library was a scary place.
I can see that. Here's interesting, and I don't have the study in front of me, but I did see it, and a number really jumped out at me. We're at and again, the age group I think was like Zoomers, that generation, you know, of kids. 46% of the kids who took this survey think the internet was a mistake.
That's
the whole internet is not a good thing at all. And it's really interesting seeing how kids are starting to come to that conclusion on their own
kind of thing,
even though they're always blamed as they're the ones always on their whatever, their devices and stuff.
Yeah, but talk to 20-year-olds and they will tell you that, you know what? No, there were a lot of things out there that we should have had access to at such a young age, number one, but also... We need to talk more about ways to make the internet a safe place for everyone.
And a better place.
Yes.
How about can we find ways to get better information out there? But and AI, all the AI slop that's out there. Yeah.
Don't even talk to me about that.
And we get that done working together, not arguing.
And not just complaining.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, complaining does absolutely nothing.
Right.
But another great thing I want to mention about our library, the Teen Garden Club.
I know. I mean, it's amazing.
It's at the library, but you're going to go learn how to grow stuff.
You want to touch grass? There you go.
The bookitprogram.com is where you go. Bookitprogram.com. I encourage you to check that out, all you parents, all you kids out there. And also be sure to go to uwswac.org, our United Way's website. You can find the 2025 Great Book Giveaway schedule that'll be kicking off Monday, June 9th at Think Academy in Rudolph.
All right.
This is where you bring the kids, listen to special guest readers, and pick out free books to take home for the kids. It's a fun event, and appreciate the United Way doing that one.
All right.
Find out more about that again at uwswac.org. Take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, and partner break, and we'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Being funny.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Cisco Kid was a man of war.
Oh, Cisco.
That's good stuff. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Wanted to get into this one a little bit. Sunscreen.
Sorry, wait real quick. I just realized on the radio, the Cisco Kid, you know who played Pancho as sidekick? Mel Blanc.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's right.
Cisco. Oh,
nicely done. Nicely done.
Sorry. Okay.
Very tired. We're going to talk a little sunscreen right now, and I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be honest with everybody. I've used sunscreen as an older man in recent years.
As an older man.
Yes, yeah. That's not what I was saying there.
Saying that, by the way.
I never used it before. I never really did. And I bring it up, and I know I've brought it up before, because I know that I'm not alone in this. There's a lot of people with, let's say, Mediterranean skin.
You have more melatonin in your skin.
What they used to call swarthy.
Swarthy.
That's what they used to call it.
Really?
Swarthy, yes.
And because of this, sunscreen companies never really marketed to ethnic people. Like, they just never have. And to be fair, they didn't really, you know, have a real reason to the thinking.
The understanding at that time.
Yeah.
Right.
But as we're learning more and more, and as I'm, many of us are catching up very late to this.
Just
as we're seeing,
because you don't get sunburned doesn't mean you can't get skin cancer.
Yeah.
That's right.
And unfortunately, this is affecting ethnic people very much more than it is a lot of others. And so bringing attention to this, calling this out on myself and into society in a way, I think is important. Mm-hmm. And we need to touch on more and more. So everybody needs sunscreen. And the nonprofit EWG, short for Environmental Working Group, just posted their annual report on the best sunscreens to buy. And at least by their standards, only one in four sunscreens on the market are actually, quote, safe and effective.
See? I was right.
Now, right out the gate, I got to tell everybody that Stephen and Katrina over at Family Natural Foods, we talk about this subject quite a bit. They really know their stuff, and I cannot recommend, they're my first recommendation to anybody that is like me and is coming to this late in life and has no idea what pee this and the highs and
what do these things mean?
They also have other options than like your typical just sprays or lotions. I bought a tube of, it's like a, my mom used to have this tube of foundation. It was like the screw cap and picture, like, you know, those, I'm using some really weird references here, but do you know like the orange popsicles that came in a tube that you got to shove the
push-ups?
Thank you. Push-up pops. I knew big brain would get it. But that's like what it is. It's a mineral-based sunscreen.
Yep.
But it's, you know, like the screw up on the bottom, and then you can
like a roll-on kind of thing.
It's not a roll-on. It's just like a wipe-on.
A wipe-on.
If you took that push-up pop and you wanted, you know, to put
like
it on
orange sherbet on your face.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, there you
wipe
go.
Wipe on, wipe off.
Yeah, exactly. See?
But it's a solid, and I'm going to try keeping it in my car so that I have a car sunscreen.
That's very smart.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So pale face.
Again, one in four sunscreens on the market are actually safe and effective is what the EWG is saying.
Wow.
That doesn't mean the 75% of them don't work. It's just much more about the word safe and specifically the mix of chemicals they use.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Which makes them unsafe for certain people.
So, exactly.
I mean, it's not inaccurate, and it's certainly, again, a gray area. Mm-hmm. There are two types of sunscreens, chemical and mineral-based. And in general, they say mineral-based is better. Mineral-based is usually... the kind that you rub on like lotion. They also tend to leave more white streaks you have to rub in. They work by preventing UV rays from hitting your skin.
Yeah, it reflects it off.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Oh,
just like a superhero.
Wow. Yeah. That is actually kind of cool.
UVA's a stab.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, you're walking around with shields. I like that. See, that's the way they need to market it. People
that's
like me.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
Wear a shield on your skin. Would you like walk around in chainmail? Like, oh yeah, you got me here.
James is walking around making the sound effects, ping, ping, ping.
When you see the lifeguards at the pool and their noses are white, that's a mineral sunscreen.
That zinc oxide, whatever that stuff is.
Good reference. So chemical-based sunscreens include most spray-on versions and work by creating a chemical reaction that absorbs UV rays and dispenses them as heat.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Huh.
So it makes you hotter?
Feels like a weird way to do that. That feels like a weird way to do that.
Absorbs it and then releases it as heat.
It doesn't sound like a good process I want happening on my skin.
No.
The blocking it all together sounds better.
It does.
Just in general. Sounds like a better way of doing it.
Both options can prevent a sunburn, but studies have found the chemicals in that second type end up absorbing into your bloodstream and can still be detected days or even weeks later.
Oh boy.
Microfibers.
Lost me there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like some of the medications you see nowadays. You know, hey, this will solve your restless leg syndrome. Side effects may include your legs fall off. You know, it's
like that would solve it.
I don't know what to do here. Chemical-based sunscreens are also worse for the environment and animals. So they say mineral-based is just the better option overall.
Makes sense.
They posted their top sunscreens for kids, daily use, and outdoor activities on sports. Most of them are fancy versions and not popular brands like Hawaiian Topic or Banana Boat. But in general, mineral-based sunblocks have one of these two main ingredients, zinc oxide and titanium bioxide.
That even sounds like a superhero thing.
Right? Right? Titanium bioxide.
Yes, like titanium oxide,
if man. If Marvel comes out with a movie, you know, zinc and titanium, I'm watching it. I'm going to see
seen
it.
Sunblock?
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I will
that
watch
is, that. That is my superhero.
Chris Evans as zinc.
zinc oxide. Zoe. It's Zoe.
So I... Is this what we just talked about here, at least this the part of the article, is that common knowledge, a lot of that stuff you guys
no.
think?
No,
so.
No, I didn't know anything about that, mm-mm. really. That, no. I didn't even know there was kinds of, like, absorbed it. That was, whoa, I,
yeah, that was
no
all,
idea.
All no, was all we've to been told is, like, you just need to wear sunscreen.
With
like,
a certain SPF.
Put on sunscreen with a certain SPF, a half hour or whatever before you go outside, right. and reapply every 2 hours.
Right. yeah, so... That's interesting. That is very helpful, though, I think.
Does it have any actual, like, types on that in that article? Any,
brand names or anything like that?
It is broken down by kids, daily use, and outdoor activities. And okay. when it comes to the top-rated ones for kids, there is, let's see, there's a bunch of, so of course, I got to continue this.
Darn site. Internet.
Sign up for the news. You know, there's a million different things there. It's not in any complete list. It's just alphabetical.
Okay.
So I am seeing Badger, Blue Lizard, Caribbean Soul, Earth Mama.
I've heard I've heard of Blue Lizard before.
That's probably the only one yeah. I'm seeing that I've actually
Tubby
heard
Todd
of.
Bath Company. I like that.
Ooh, that's a good Tubby name. Todd. Wow, like Tubby that. Todd.
Happy Ocean. That's a good one. That's yeah,
clever very, names. I
yeah,
like it.
I like it. And as far as for daily use, looking at those again, these are not in any order, but alphabetical. I see Acura Activist Skincare, 100% pure, all good. Honest Beauty, Hero Cosmetics, Ghost Democracy. What is that?
Whoa!
First Aid
That sounds
Beauty.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Olay is on here.
Do you see CeraVe on there with a C?
CeraVe with a C. Yes, CeraVe has three products on there.
Well, and that is from... that's recommended as a really good just basic lotion cleaner for your face. So I would say, and that one you can get at CVS or probably Walgreens, you know, pretty much anywhere that you get other
sunscreen,
sunscreen or lotion products.
As far as outdoors and active in sports and all of that, you've got a lot of the familiar ones as well. Green Goo.
Green Goo.
I like that.
Nice.
Hello, Bello. That's a good one, too. I'm just like looking at the names. What
These
the
names are great, yeah.
Baby Bum.
Baby Bum.
As in soft as, I'm guessing? A baby bum?
Keep your skin as young as a baby bum.
Yeah, there
bum.
You go, yeah.
Wait, there's one called Land Shark. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Land Shark.
Land Shark. Land Shark.
350.
Oh, God. I love that sketch. I encourage you to check out, I think that, you know, first, yes, I did mention Family Natural Foods, Steve and Katrina, reach out to them and that amazing staff. But I also think, again, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, because it might not work with my family, but talking to family members, because they have similar, they're going to have similar skin to you. Mm-hmm. So kind of going up, you know, bouncing ideas off them, what works for them or some, if you're struggling with this. From what I'm hearing from not just YouTube, but a lot of people I've talked to about this in recent years, most people got this figured out already because they had to. They had to figure out the kind that works best for them and everything. They've been using a similar kind for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could use somebody to bounce this off of or something.
I'm interested to try mineral sunscreens this year. I think I'm gonna make the switch. I have like a Neutrogena lotion that I use sunscreen that I've been using for a long time because I like it's not oily. It's not, you know, it's a decent cream that doesn't make you feel gross. But I think the mineral might be the way to go.
Cool.
Yeah. We will take a quick time out. Our final one of the week. Come back, wrap up the show with our schedule and some good stories of the day and great events going on in our area here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everybody. wrapping up for the week around here. I want to thank all of our co-hosts that have joined us, and certainly all of our guests, the great sponsors that we have here, and of course, the best listeners in radio, every single one of you out there. Thank you so much for making this show so successful. We appreciate you. We'll be back at it next week, giving you a chance to win Rafter tickets, and we'll have our big giveaway going on, our text to win contest.
Next week? Oh, I thought we were done. All right. I guess we'll come back.
There's another one.
All kinds of great stuff going on for you next week, along with some wonderful guests and plenty more. Do you want to get into our good stories of the day? Before that, let's touch on our schedule. And we got a great Rapids report lined up for you today to wrap up the week. Be sure to catch the pods at 2 o'clock. It's streaming exclusively at WFHR.com. In part one, we're going to talk with Kayla from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Woo-hoo. Very good. Looking Always forward a good to conversation, that. Yeah.
And in part two, Meigs and Blake are going to join us again from Mid-State Roller Derby. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Very fun. Awesome. Great conversation there.
I love it. That's also one of my...
I got to go to my first roller derby game last season, and it's fun.
I was Laura was showing me video of it. I had never seen it, the flat track stuff. Yeah. I had never seen it before.
No, it's fascinating.
It's crazy, man. It's like rugby without the whatever they call it, the pill or whatever,
and then they're on wheels
and they're on roller skates, or inline skates.
So there was a movie back in the day with James Caan,
roller
derby.
Skates.
Is it roller skates?
Yeah,
roller skates. I didn't know that. See?
that popularized the sport a little bit and everything, and so much to my dad. I just found out recently, I didn't even know this, my father loves roller derby. I didn't even know.
Really?
He was all excited to hear about this and everything.
Wow, that's cool.
We'll just take him to a game. Yes, point.
Definitely. And we'll be talking about that schedule that they have coming up. They've got a match coming up in June.
It's a match, Melissa, not a game.
Whatever.
Plenty more. We're looking forward to it. That'll be joining us. We're also looking forward to Playmakers today. They'll be joining us in Playmakers down the line here in a little bit.
And
tonight, we'll be here from 4 to 5 on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Join us with your sports takes and feelings. Mm-hmm. Boy, do we got a lot to talk about to get you ready for the weekend. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
So many games this weekend, too.
Big shout out to Assumption, by the way. The softball team last night, well, they won. They will be moving on. We don't have any solid information yet about where they're going to be playing or anything, but we'll let you know. And hopefully we can carry that game next week on WIRI.
We'll let you know. I did talk to Michael a little bit this morning when he was dropping off some of the equipment. Mm-hmm. It does look like next Tuesday is when that game will be played.
All right.
We'll let you know as soon as we do if we can cover it for you or
yes,
not.
But, yes, we will.
Michael is going to be trying to get some soccer on the radio with us because they awesome. That team, they are going to places. They are going to stay and all that. And, of course, here at 97.5 FM WFHR, we are the home of Rafter Baseball all summer long. Rafters are going to be back in action tonight, 6:20, hosting Rockford. With a double, two games back to back here at home. So tonight at 6:20, tomorrow at 6:20, meet us at River Winterfield to root on our Rafters and show Rockford what home field advantage is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Sunday game is a little earlier as they are on Sundays. 12:50 start time for that one. They'll be in Lakeshore for that on Sunday and Monday. And again, we'll talk about it on Monday's edition of Playmakers.
Very cool.
Also wanted to get to this real quick, you guys, because we're going to be out in the public tomorrow. They're letting the animals out of the zoo.
Again. Not actually. Not on off Gaynor Avenue. Just
not those animals.
Not those. Not
they're much, they're much more well-behaved than us.
On our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, tomorrow from 9 to 11, things kick off with the Marshfield Dairy Fest. Seth and Dottie are going to be there.
Yes, we are. We're going to be going to the craft fair. Going to hopefully talk to a few people, some of the people that are there selling their wares.
You know. Going to get some Christmas shopping done? So,
yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a very good idea. Get ready for the parade that starts at 11 in Marshfield to keep Dairy Fest going. So also tonight, they do have their picnic in the park from 5 to 8 at Columbia Park. And they've got so many things going on there tonight. I can't even list them. They got tons of stuff happening.
Food trucks, booze, petting zoo, educational displays, a Marshfield Fire and Rescue hands-on, all kinds of cool stuff.
Just remember that
scratch of the surface.
All those streets around, the ones directly around Columbia Park right there are closed, so find other parking and walk over.
Yep. That's a really good note.
Yeah, so plan ahead if you're planning on going. So.
And then Saturday, they'll have so much fun stuff going on. Again, 9 to 4, second annual Dairy Fest Craft Show, and then 11 o'clock, the Downtown Parade kicks off 1 to 4 Family Fun Day. Now, you and Dottie are going to be there from 9 to 11.
9 to 11. We'll be broadcasting live on WIRI.
Stop on over there, say hi, and be listening for that for those breaks, joining us throughout the morning on 105.5.
And maybe if you're there and you're enjoying the craft show and you happen to see Seth and Daddy B, you could be on the radio too.
Yeah, talk to us.
Yeah.
Come say hi.
Yeah.
Feel free to, everybody. Yep. And I encourage you to do the same thing with Rapids Transmission tomorrow, because Ashley and Melissa will be there from 11 to 1.
That's right. We're going to be over there broadcasting from hopefully inside, because it's a busy street.
Yes.
There's a lot of cars driving.
It might be a little noisy. Yeah. Good
but call. We're gonna enjoy tacos. There's going to be ice cream, face painting. I can't wait to get my face painted. Is it for adults too, right?
Oh,
it's not just kids?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm getting my face painted.
You can fake it, Melissa. You can be a little kid. Yeah.
Can I? Oh, yeah. Good. I'll wear pigtails.
Yes, you can pull it off. You can definitely pull it off.
No, we're going to have a great time and introduce you to the family there that is running this business with their grand reopening and new name.
Yeah.
New old name.
New old. New name?
Yeah.
Refresh name? I don't know. What do you want to call it?
A reprise of the name?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
They're going to have all kinds of cool stuff down there for the kids and you. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. El Sombrero, a food truck will be there with free tacos, free ice cream from Blue Barn Scoops, free face painting from My Heart Art Studios.
Food.
And you can learn about all of the services that they offer, because they are more than just transmission.
Yes. They offer full service.
Full service except tires.
Okay.
Join Ashley and Melissa tomorrow from 11 to 1 over there. We'll be broadcasting live again on 105.5.
We'll love to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We did have a couple of things we wanted to touch on locally here. Our great friends at the United Way of South Windham County says their diaper drive going on at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. Help get new and unopened diapers for all sizes, wipes and diaper rash paste and creams. You can drop off all those new items over at our friends at the United Way at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appreciate everybody doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to remind everybody about this event coming up.
Yeah,
Melissa.
Our historical museum here at the Southwood County Historical Museum has a wonderful event happening on Sunday, June 1st at 2 p.m., Recovering the Civil War Through Letters and Diaries. The real war will never get in the books. Mm-hmm. This is Brett Barker, Professor of History, Chair Department of History and International Studies. This is a free event at the Southwood County Historical Museum there on 3rd Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids. And I think this is just going to be a fascinating presentation to hear what the Civil War really was
everyday,
like
for everyday
those,
people. Yep.
For those that were living it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great chance to do that. They were with us yesterday on the Rapids Report talking about it. It was really, really interesting.
I'll have to catch that
Very
pod,
cool.
Which I can at WFHR.com.
Ooh.
And our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club also joined us on the Rapids Report. They got their flyball tournament going on, everybody. Woo-hoo. Be sure to check that out. Head to the Southwood County Rec Center for flyball. Dog races start at 8 a.m. and go until 2. Concessions are open 11 to 2. Raffle baskets, free admission, open to the public, family, friendly, live music and entertainment, all taking place at 2711 16th Street South, home of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, the Rec Center.
Yes.
Hey.
And so you've probably, if you've not seen it before, go.
Yeah.
Because it's so really fun. Interesting. Yeah,
I love
exactly.
It.
I love
There's
it.
So
it's
much
fun to
stuff
watch.
Going on this weekend.
It is. Very busy weekend.
Our good story of the day is, we got a couple of them, but our main good story of the day, Diane. Who brought us cookies.
Oh, I got cookies. You should have seen how excited I was, really, Diane.
No, she's not kidding.
Yeah.
She's like,
I came in with fruit, and I'm like, no, I'm eating cookies.
I'm not sure where Diane lives, but I bet she heard you. I bet she heard you.
What was that?
It was very, very appreciate, Diane. Appreciate all you listeners.
Oh, those cookies are so good.
Mm-hmm.
One more reminder that you want a good story of the day, be the good story with us. Go ahead and text us Swing. Text us Swing and win those Brewer tickets. Get a chance to win those Brewer, that four-pack of Brewer tickets, everybody, by texting us through the Civic Media app, Swing.
S-W-I-N-G.
And we'll be doing this again coming up and later in June, because over the next 2 weeks, we here, along with the rest of Civic Media, are going to be doing our statewide text to win contest.
Yes.
So make sure you have that app downloaded, because you want to get in.
You'll need it.
Awesome prizes.
You will need it.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to getting some bragging rights
from
all of you guys.
We want a Wisconsin Rapids winner.
Mm-hmm.
Or area. Rudolph, Port Edwards.
Anywhere in central Wisconsin.
Just from our station.
Yeah.
A 61-year-old former Marine in Alaska got hit by a rock slide and pinned under a 700-pound boulder on Saturday, and he's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Rescuers heard what happened and said that they fully expected to be recovering a body when they showed up, but it pinned him just in the right way. He spent 2 nights in a hospital so doctors could monitor him, but he's feeling okay, and he is, quote, ready to go dancing.
Wow.
What? No injuries?
No injuries.
No injuries.
That's crazy.
Stunning. Wow.
Did it like pin his pant leg?
Yeah. It was just the right way. He's very good at jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Very, very happy to hear that he's all right. And very happy working with you two. Great show today.
You too, James.
You guys have a great weekend out there. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you on Monday.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.